out of the sky with Vegas Nonstop and another Manic Monday. I hate Mondays. Monday. They're all Manic Mondays. And we've got probably the most eclectic, diverse show for you today that we've ever had in the 5 years that we've been doing Vegas Nonstop. 4 years? Five years, 6 years.
But for this to be the most eclectic group, that's got to be some show.
It's very diverse.
That's a show.
Say hello to Jeffrey with a G, our co-host for the last 80 years.
What's happening, guys?
Much longer. Johnny is also in studio. Extraordinary singer Michael Monge to tell us about his career and what's going on in the music world here in Las Vegas and his career particularly. Also, putting baby in the corner, John Smith Presley! So we're breaking. We got a lot to talk about. We're breaking some big stories today. And John is Elvis's son. We've got it. It's in the Globe, so it's got to be true. Anything in the Globe or Inquirer is true. So I know about that. But let's start with talking about football a little bit and what happened yesterday and what happened Thursday. And of course tonight we've got the Steelers playing and 49ers are playing. And I took your tip. I stopped at the sports book on the way here. I did a three teamer.
Tell them what we gave everyone today.
The Steelers
-2.
-2 and over 49. 40, I think I got 49. I don't know.
And the Rams -3 in San Fran.
Yeah. And then I did another ticket, of course. But
of course you did with an eight-teamer.
No, it's only you can only do a four-teamer on today's. So, yeah, I took the 49ers under 43 and +2.5. I got under 50. I didn't get 49 on,
I got 49.
On the Steelers.
I got over 49 on mine.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did get over 49 on the three-teamer. It must have changed between the three-teamer and the four-teamer.
How does that happen?
Well,
a whole point?
Welcome to the Westgate.
Wait, you put the tickets in one after the other?
Yeah. At the same window in the same breath, almost.
Someone must have come in and dropped a bomb on the over for it to move that quickly, but
yeah, it moved
you never
a,
know.
It moved a point.
But I got to tell you, man, this has to have been the best opening week of football I've ever seen. Between the games, how close they were, there was 4 1-point games yesterday. Four.
Yeah. Well, the Bears, of course, killed me. A couple of teams killed me. Yeah, you know.
Why would you take the Bears?
I don't know. I 5 points. I just thought I would. What was I thinking? I know. What was I thinking? It was the first week I caught up in the excitement of it all.
I saw you at the Westgate yesterday.
I was there early in the morning.
I saw you woke up when you were there.
Yeah. I had bed hair going on. I just rolled out of bed, went right to the sports book. I actually put down my bets on Saturday because I know it was going to be
move.
So crowded
Always
on Sunday.
Move.
Yeah. So tonight we've got the Steelers against the Redskins. And, you know, I talked about it on our Facebook broadcast on Friday that the most fun, I think, this year is going to be the Thanksgiving game where we have the Cowboys playing the Redskins on Thanksgiving. Cowboys and Indians on Thanksgiving,
exactly.
Politically correct?
Exactly.
Michael, are you a football fan at all? Giants?
No, not really.
No? No sports?
Not really.
Not really. Oh, it's going to be a great interview.
Golf. Yeah. Talk about golf.
We can talk about golf. Yeah. And John?
I love football. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Who's your team?
Used to be Dallas Cowboys, but no more.
You switched?
Yeah.
Who's your team now?
Oh, probably the Cardinals.
Really? So sorry about that loss last night against my New England Patriots.
So close, you know.
Like you said, a lot of the games were 1-point games, and they were so close
Brady last night. No Gronk last night. They're missing Ninkovich, a couple of guys on the offensive line. The line opens up at 4, goes to 6, 6.5 by game time last night. The Patriots are getting 9.5 points.
You're cutting out for some reason there, huh?
No, okay.
Yeah.
I dropped the bomb.
Nine?
9.5 points I took the Pats last night.
You got 9.5 points?
Yeah.
And you didn't call me?
I know. I'm sorry.
What the hell?
That was the easiest money I probably made all year.
Panthers-Broncos was tough to watch. That was kind of a...
I thought that was a good game.
Well, no, it was a really good game, but, you know, I had the Panthers. That was a tough game for me.
The big controversy in that game was that Cam Newton probably took 3 or 4 helmet-to-helmet hits. No concussion protocol.
Right.
No flags by the refs. What's going on?
He looked hurt. He looked hurt to me by the
fourth
quarter.
He was dazed and confused a few times. He looked terrible. And look at all the injuries.
I think he had Led Zeppelin playing in his head.
Yesterday, look at all the injuries we've already lost, guys. RG3 on the IR today, gone 8 to 10 weeks.
Wow.
RG3.
I didn't know.
Russell Wilson, significant ankle sprain. Don't know if he's going to play this week. Sammy Watkins, the Pro Bowl receiver for the Bills, also hurt. I mean, guys are just dropping left and right.
So let's talk about tonight's game a little bit first. If we can, Steelers-Redskins, first of all. You're liking the Steelers. I'm liking the Steelers.
I like the Steelers.
I would have gone under. You know, 50 points, you know my rule.
But at 49, though, you got to go over.
Yeah. If it's 50 or more, I go over. And if it's, you know,
listen,
close to 30.
Steelers, when healthy, have the most prolific offense probably in football. Antonio Brown's going to be playing. He's going to be going up against Josh Norman, who came over from Carolina on the Redskins. Redskins have a good offense. They can score points with Kirk Cousins. And I don't know. I just think you're going to see a lot of scoring tonight. I think Steelers are going to be good for at least 30, 35 points tonight. And I'm pretty sure that Washington could put 20 on the board themselves.
So that's why you like the over.
I do. And I like the Steelers.
How many doubleheader Mondays do we get? This is it? Just Monday?
I think it's the first one. But then down the road, don't we get some on like a Thursday night towards the end of the season? Or those are doubleheader on Saturdays? I got you.
We get Saturday games?
Yeah. Down the road, like as we get towards the playoffs.
Like 10th week? Playoffs
further.
Always, yeah. And Rams 49ers, you know, I'm still having trouble saying Los Angeles Rams.
Well, this is, you know, big game for the Rams, right? In their new city. Obviously, there's a big rivalry with San Fran there, but I don't see how the Niners are going to compete with anyone this year. I mean, they're just terrible. Is Kaepernick starting tonight? No. McCown?
No, he's sitting down. He'll be sitting down tonight.
That was a good one. I mean, I really don't care for Chip Kelly as a coach very much.
I don't think grown men should be called Chip. I don't know.
Well, should we call him Charles?
Yeah. So what about MLB? What's happening besides my Cubs?
Oh, man. So speaking of your Cubs, again, last night I see a discrepancy on the line. Arrieta's pitching in Houston. They're only minus 140. I'm like, what's going on here? I was even talking to Kevin Burke about it on Facebook Messenger.
The caveman.
I said, Kevin, what's going on here? Your Cubs are pitching. Arrieta's on the mound. They're playing a decent Houston team, but not that good. I loaded up on them, too, last night. I had a really good night last night.
Good.
I've watched the Cubs in the past win easily.
So you'll be buying some drinks tonight.
My Red Sox are in first place, starting a big series tonight by two games, starting a big series tonight against Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Porcello became the MLB's first 20-game winner over the weekend, so the rotation is starting to work out. Price is pitching tonight for his 16th win of the season. Watch out for the Red Sox. You ready for this prediction?
Yes.
Red Sox, Texas in the American League Championship Series.
Yes.
Cubs, Nationals in the NLCS. Cubs, Red Sox in the World Series.
Wow.
It's a reverse the curse.
That'd
against crush the curse.
Yeah, crush the curse. Yeah, hashtag crush the curse. Hashtag funny wine story. Huh? I want funny wine stories. I've got a couple of funny wine stories. Because Jeffrey and I both started this wine club where we have wine tastings every week.
I got to tell you, man, that's really cool.
Yeah, we've got one tomorrow night, and if you want to know about it, get me on social media, and I'll give you the information. Or if you submit your funny hashtag funny wine story, the funniest wine story, you'll certainly get invited to the wine tasting tomorrow. I got two funny wine stories. The first one was I had a port tasting early on. I had a cigar magazine, so I would go to all these, you know, privileged little hoity-toity things. So I go to this point.
I can't see you in a hoity-toity thing.
I know. And I was voted. John Link was voted me as like in that Best of Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
He voted me as like the best socialite. I'm like, what? You really don't even know me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
As you come staggering in and out.
I know. So I asked this guy. I said, "Where's this port from?" He said,
Portugal.
Stupid. But now, of course, there is California port wine. But back then, in the olden days, when I was
back in the day, when men were men and sheep were scared.
That's right. And then my other funny wine story. So again, hashtag funny wine story. Hashtag Vegas nonstop. Was I was at a cigar dinner and I was in the men's room. It's one of those stories. And I'm standing at the urinal and I'm smoking a cigar. And the guy next to me is in the next portal. He says, "Is that a Cuban cigar you're smoking?" And I said, "Well, I normally don't talk to guys in the bathroom." But yeah, it is. He says, "Well, my name is Rob Mondavi." And I could tell that it's got green spots on it, and I can smell from the smoke. I said, "Well, I would shake your hand, but I'm busy right now." And then I walked outside. We got to be friends. And he
Rob
introduced
Mondavi.
Rob Mondavi. Yeah. He had a cigar called Napa Wine Cigar. And we got to be friends. He introduced me to his father, Michael Mondavi. And, you know, drank wine, smoked cigars, had some laughs. But those are two of my maybe funny wine stories. I don't know how funny you think they are. But
right.
We're looking for funny wine stories. We've got wine tastings. I'm going to be in San Diego at a wine tasting on Wednesday.
This week?
Yeah. I'm going to San Diego. And then Friday we're going to be back. We're going to do another live broadcast on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV. So we're still working on
those are fun.
The live little broadcast. So let's start with Michael Monch wake you up and tell, you know, I really, you know, we've met a few times casually, and I know you've got some stuff going on. So why don't you tell, I know, you know, I want to hear the story on how Mr. Wynn discovered you, where you were at, and how that all happened for you. Because I know you just finished your residency at Encore.
Yeah, that's correct.
2-year residency, which, you know, it had to be just mind-blowing for you.
It was.
Maybe but, not.
originally, I met Steve Wynn in Florida. I was on a monthly thing I was doing down there for entertaining, and happened to be in this place for the first time, and Steve Wynn happened to be there at the same time. And after singing, he invited me back to his table, and he loved what he heard and invited me out to his hotels out here, and he wanted me to work for him. So I agreed to do it, and I loved it ever since.
And you love Las Vegas well enough to stay here.
Oh, absolutely.
It's home
really
now,
did.
Right?
I wish I came back in to Vegas in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. How good that would have been, huh? I wasn't here in the 70s either. I was back in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's been great out here.
Yeah, well, it's a dry heat.
I'm not worried about the heat, but I've met a lot of nice people out here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the entertainment community is very supporting, don't you find that to be true?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Made a lot of good friends.
John Smith Presley guitar in hand. Why do you have that guitar in your hand? Are you going
to
play something?
You told me to.
I like that you listen to whatever I tell you to do.
In case there was a moment, you said, just hold this.
We're going to take our first commercial break. Why don't you play us out with something?
Sure, okay.
Wise men say only fools rush in. Oh, but I can't ever falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. Oh, but I can't help falling in love with you.
John Smith Presley. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me.
Jonathan Scott swaying to the music of Michael Monch. It's a beautiful song. I love that song. Makes me want to dance on a Monday afternoon.
I'd like to see that.
I'm still swaying to that song.
You're swaying from something.
I love it. Who wrote that song? Do you know? Who wrote Sway?
Well, it was originally done by Dee Martin.
Oh, yeah.
1954. Yeah.
I wasn't quite born yet, but pretty darn close. That's a great song. I love that song. Sway. Anyway, yes.
Clint wants you to stop clapping into the mic.
Who wants what?
Clint wants you to stop clapping into the mic.
Oh. Clint Holmes, remote call, stars in Between the Lines at the Palazzo Showroom, Between the Lines, which had a totally different meaning for me in the 70s, presents the stories and lyrics behind the songs in a way that only our friend Clint Holmes can perform. Call the Palazzo Hotel and Casino for tickets and showtimes, which I think, Clint, now is Sunday and Monday at 7 p.m. and then 9:30 the rest, dark on Tuesday, Wednesday. Also tonight, Kelly Clinton Holmes over at the Bootlegger, other favorite spot. And we've got some other announcements to make here.
Somewhere.
Yeah, no, Branford Marsalis is going to be at the Smith Center. Yeah, this is like my desk at home. This is how I work. I work the eye of the hurricane.
He's got sports sheets, magazine articles, press releases, coupons.
I know.
Reading glasses.
I need reading glasses. Branford Marsalis Quartet, special guest Kurt Elling, another Chicago guy. I don't know if you've ever heard Kurt Elling, but he's a scat singer. Great. They're going to be at Smith Center, but the after party is going to be at the Dispensary Lounge. That's this, well, that's actually Wednesday, October 5th, so we've got a while on
the
that
one. Dispensary Lounge.
The Dispensary Lounge, not to be confused with the Dispensary.
Different.
Yeah, they are different.
Really?
The Dispensary Lounge has been on Tropicana and Eastern for like 50 years.
Adele, even though they're not dispensing.
They're dispensing Jack Daniels is what they're dispensing, and great cheeseburgers.
Really?
If you've never been to the Dispensary, it's a great late-night spot for cheeseburgers and jazz. Uli Gusendorf on the keyboards. Michelle Johnson sings there a lot.
Everybody that sings jazz
at one point or another goes to the Dispensary. It's really the only jazz club. Michael is performing at the Italian-American Club on November 11th at the Orleans September 25th. So there are more times that you can see Michael, and I'm sure you've got other dates coming up.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
How recently did you end your stint at the Encore?
It was a week ago.
Wow. Yeah. So this is like a little vacation for you, right?
Yeah, it's a little vacation. One I've never had.
I would imagine. Yeah. I'm guessing you're originally from New York.
You could tell?
A little bit.
Forget about it.
If you're a Packer fan, God save you. But you can sign up at bigdogsbrews.com/Packers16 for $65. Plus tax, club members get a club t-shirt, a stainless steel Big Dogs growler filled with your choice of Big Dogs Brews, Packer swag, replica jersey drawing entries in each game, and two drinks each game. Truly the best deal around for Packer fans. Packers suck. Best place to watch the game west of Lambeau Field. So, yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. Big Dogs. Also, every Sunday, they've got regular games going on at Big Dogs with drink specials. And the patio's down for a couple of Thursdays before live music goes back up at Big Dogs. Dogtober is going to be on October 29th. October 29th is the next beer festival at Big Dogs. Tickets are available for that. You can buy tokens for your craft beer and for different packages with Chef Sergio making amazing food and stuff going on. Okay, John, Elvis. John, I always want to call you John Elvis Presley.
There you go.
I know. You know,
I've been called a lot of things.
Yes, I know. All right, so let's talk a little bit
just
about...
Just don't call me Lisa Marie. No, I'm kidding.
you've got stuff going on. You've got a career of your own. You've been playing music almost all your life. You went to Juilliard, you told me.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about your life and when you... I mean, you know, to you, it was probably Elvis was just your dad, and you know, I mean, did you always know?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I was adopted at 16 months old, and then at Juilliard at age 4 and age 9, and then
wow.
I went through a little period of time where I was a guitar player, and I played on the Lawrence Welk show in 1978 through 80, and played on the Welk show for 3 years. I was youngest guitar player to play on the Welk show, and then moved to Nashville and wrote country music and played a little country gospel for a living for a number of years. Then I ended up in Phoenix, Arizona, a little town up north of Phoenix called Cave Creek.
Right, it's been there.
Kind of in the little off the beaten path, you know, area. And then now we're looking at Vegas, so we're coming to Vegas.
We're coming out with Vegas. It's time for you to tell the story. Come on out and be who you are.
Exactly.
I think, right?
Exactly.
You know, and the career that's waiting for you. I mean, we're all excited about it, and I think it's a terrific story. And you showed me the other day your birth certificate. So I know there's going to be doubters, there's going to be haters, there's going to be all kinds of stuff coming at you. But I know you've got the proof, and you're the real deal. And I think you told me
during the break they've done DNA testing, and it's positive.
Oh, yeah. We have it all.
Yeah, John's the real deal.
He's the real deal.
Yeah. He's very casual about it and comfortable with who he is, and that's what I like. And I like that, you know, you're playing music. I think that's the coolest part about the whole thing, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
That's the DNA. And
it's been in your blood your whole life.
Exactly.
Starting at 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I know you want to entertain. Look what's on, even in this globe that you gave me, there's some Elvis memorabilia in the Globe. There's stuff, the life of Elvis, the king of rock and roll. And
from the Globe to Home Depot, he's everywhere.
You know, I always think when I see an Elvis impersonator here in Las Vegas, it's going to be a lucky day.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like midgets. It's going to be a lucky day.
What does that mean, midgets?
What does that mean?
Yeah. You see a midget, you feel lucky?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
They're not leprechauns.
Not a midget.
Well, no. To me, they are. Yeah, but Brian Thomas is my favorite little person, I guess. Is it politically correct? Little person?
On this show, we say midgets.
Vertically challenged. Vertically challenged. Brian Thomas is the O'Shea's leprechaun. Oh. I invited Brian to go to a cigar dinner one time, and he texted me back, "Don't you know smoking will stunt your growth?" He's so funny. You want to play something else?
I can. I wish you would. Love to, yeah.
I'm running out of stuff to talk about.
Are you running out of stuff to talk about? You know.
I don't know if we got any funny wine stories in yet. Yeah. I think Quinn should have a funny wine story.
Should I do something and like really amaze the world or what?
Yeah. No. Play something boring and mundane.
Blow them away, man. Blow them away.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times they are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away. Dixieland. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Daddy's bound to die, and all my trials, Lord, will soon be over. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. All I'm saying, oh, not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away.
John Smith Presley.
That was incredible.
Now, could you play something that we all know?
Absolutely incredible.
All right, well, yeah, okay, that's good enough for me.
Unreal.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a lot of fun. Elvis really is their daddy. Shocking proof the king had 7 children out of wedlock. Blockbuster 2-year investigation. Lisa Marie Presley is supposed to be Elvis Presley's only kid, but the king of rock and roll shockingly fathered 7 love children before his tragic early death at age 42. That's Globe's bombshell revelation following an exhaustive 2-year worldwide investigation into Elvis' missing family, and astonishing findings have been verified by DNA tests, birth certificates, personal correspondence, check receipts, and witness testimony. It's an incredible discovery, says the source, and it's sure to infuriate both Lisa Marie and her mother Priscilla, but not the case in your instance.
I know you've met them both, lovely people, both lovely family.
And how cool is that?
We love them all.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate being here. We're going to take another short commercial break and come back more with Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. Long before I knew.
John, play the guitar to this.
Yeah.
Someone like you.
Oh, stop clapping.
Could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know deserves me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can take it.
I'm getting sentimental.
I know. Woo! I can't clap anymore because Clint sent me a text. No more clapping into the microphone. That was great, you guys. Another impromptu in-studio jam with Michael Monge and John Smith Presley. Yeah, we're still looking for funny wine stories. And Monday Night Football, we're going to be watching. Shout-out to Sapphires, which I think has the best Monday Night Football screening place here in Las Vegas. The Sapphires on Dean Martin on Industrial. And tonight's the first Monday Night Football party. And there's drink specials and food specials. And a shout-out to Dave Wax and Peter Feinstein and Brett and everybody over at Sapphires. We're going to see you right after the show. So first kickoff is at 4 o'clock. They've got, I think, both games going on. And, again, there's drink specials at Sapphires. And come on over and say hi and meet us over there. So that's that plug. And, Bobby, do we have anybody? Are we ready to go with anything? Yeah. Are we ready? We've got Dawn. I don't know. Rockstar Dawn Robinson, one of the music industry's best-kept secrets, armed and dangerously equipped with exotic features, a vivacious figure, and nostalgic Hollywood glam. I love that whole sentence. That whole paragraph is, like, beautifully written.
Did you write that?
No, but I should have. Dawn Robinson's inimitable. I wouldn't have written that, though. Inimitable, because it's hard to say. And positioned to take the music industry by storm with an explosive comeback, boldly defied industry standards and dares to relentlessly carve out a place for herself amongst the legends as a solo artist in the likeness of rock goddesses like Tina Turner and Jody Watt. Dawn's taking control of her star power and set her sights for higher ground. So, Bruce, I'm going to ask you to go over to the monitor and get a little of Dawn on the monitor. Get up close there so our viewers, well, we're kind of doing that here. And Dawn, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
Thank you so much. Wow, did you hear the applause you got?
I sure did. That's wonderful.
Well, welcome to Las Vegas. You're new here.
Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. I'm a newbie. I'm a Nevadian, as they say now. So I'm getting used to this place, but I love it so far. Really, really good.
Where'd you move here from, L.A.?
From Los Angeles, yeah, not too far away. Totally different weather, though. I got to say, you guys are, like, extremely hot when it's hot, extremely cold when it's cold, like, I can't keep up.
It's never cold. It's never cold.
Huh?
You think it was cold here in Las Vegas?
It does get into the
30s. Oh, my gosh. It was like when I was here 40s. A few months back, like during, I would say, January. was it?
I don't know.
Like, you know, about 32 degrees one night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not used to that. That's East Coast weather.
Yeah, well, I'm from Chicago, so, you know, even 30 is like spring.
That ain't cold.
30 is like spring weather from Chicago.
Right.
So what brought you here to Las Vegas?
Well, my parents moved here, and I actually came here to help them acclimate and kind of get adjusted to the place, and I ended up liking it much, much more than I ever had before. Typically, when En Vogue would come to town, or Lucy Pearl even, we would come here, and then we'd, you know, straight from the airport to the casino, do the show, and leave the next day. So we really didn't get a chance to see the city, and now that I was driving around with them, I'm like, I love Vegas. I like it here.
Yeah.
And I decided to put my stuff in storage and come here and try to figure if I want to stay permanently. So I made it permanent like 3 months ago.
Well, we're thrilled that you did. And here's a little history. En Vogue released 2 worldwide albums, 1 EP, 5 compilations, collaborated with Salt and Peppa and Stevie Wonder. En Vogue won one more MTV Video Music Awards than any other female group in MTV history.
Wow.
Total of 7. En Vogue has won 4 Soul Train Awards. With Don Cornelius, who had the deepest voice. I love Don Cornelius' voice.
Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy that he's not here anymore. Even when I look at the pictures of him, I'm like, you got to be kidding. Like, he was such a part of our growing up. And a black household will tell you every Saturday that was it. So, yeah, it's crazy without him here. But, yes, I'm all those things you just said, I'm like, wow, we most MTV awards of any girl group, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I want to hear this one. A Soul Train Sammy Davis Lifetime Achievement Award. So that really interests me because of the Sammy Davis connection. So what was that? That was part of a Soul Train Award, or is that a separate?
That was a Soul Train Award Lifetime Achievement. Yeah, and it's a statue of Sammy as he did Bojangles. So it's kind of got his bowler hat on and his hands up in the air and
statuesque,
you know, Sammy Davis style. And that was an honor, too. Gosh, you're talking about Sammy Davis. Like, you haven't even lived a lifetime yet, and you get a Lifetime Achievement Award. Like, I was really like, whoa, we're doing our thing. So that was Soul Train.
Did you get to meet Sammy Davis? Did you get to meet
Never.
Sammy Davis?
Never. No. He was gone by the time we came around, unfortunately.
Well, my first job was as an usher at the Mill Run Theater in Chicago, and Sammy Davis Jr. owned it. So I got to run around backstage with Sammy when I was 15 years old.
Wow. And,
yeah.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
And my God.
Yeah. And then I met him as an adult, and then I had the pleasure of meeting and working with LTV's Davis. And now I'm friends with Manny, who is their adopted son, Manny Davis. And we just did the street naming for Sammy Davis Jr. last year, where Frank Sinatra meets Dean Martin. Yeah. So. So, you know, I saw Sammy Davis Jr.
And Alta Beach, is Alta Beach still around?
No, we lost Alto a couple of years ago.
No.
But some stuff's happening with Sammy's legacy, and you know, there should be announcements in the next couple of months of some things that are happening around Sammy Davis Jr.'s life should be happening. So you moved to Las Vegas on a whim to help some friends out, and hopefully you're going to be performing relatively soon? Yeah? No?
Yes, I have a show actually coming up. It's at a place called Didi. It's a coffee shop, but really not. It's just beautiful. I can't even describe it. It's kind of like, what would you call it? Alice in Wonderland is what I looked. When I looked at the pictures and went inside, I'm like, wow, you almost enter into another world. So it's a coffee shop / restaurant, and that show is September 30th. Yeah, and it's by myself. Everybody's like, are you with En Vogue? Are you going to be by yourself? Well, what's happened? I'm like, yeah, I'm alone.
Yeah, so it's going to be you doing solo or with a band or with tracks? Or
it's with the band. I have a band, actually. Yeah,
woo!
I can't do track. Yeah, exactly. A real band with some background singers. And, you know, I'll do all the En Vogue hits and stuff that people are familiar with. And then Lucy Pearl hits as well, a couple of those. And then some stuff I'll just throw in, you know, fun songs that I've always loved that I just want to do on stage. Call Me by Blondie. You know, stuff that's unexpected but fun, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, Call Me. Blondie, I think, was the first rapper, first rock rap song.
He sure was. Oh, my God, yes.
Heart of Class.
Freddie told me everybody saw DJ spinning and said, Mama, Flashes. Yeah, she was amazing.
It's too bad you don't remember the song.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
How important is fashion to you? I mean, the name of the group was En Vogue. En Vogue, is fashion a big part of your life?
Huge part. You know, we kind of put ourselves in a box. I was just telling someone recently, naming ourselves after the fashion magazine, not just any fashion magazine, like InStyle and all those other ones, but this is like the creme de la creme of all fashion. I think Vogue was one of the first, you know, back in the 50s. So, yeah, we kind of put ourselves in a pickle when we named ourselves after that name. We actually tried Vogue first, and it was taken. Right. So we put the E-N on the front, which kind of we like that as well. So when we're overseas, they call us En Vogue, and we're here in the States, it's En Vogue, of course. But yeah, it's fashion is, it's really the makeup of who En Vogue is. I mean, when we first came out, we were really rushed. We had a makeup artist, a hairstylist, I'm sorry, named Roberto Leon. Roberto, we've lost him since his AIDS, unfortunately. But he was like, you ladies are tired. We got to get you a real makeup artist. We have to get you some better clothes. This is tired. Like, your little girl group thing is not working. So he really polished us up and made us, you know, kind of match what our name was. I mean, it was Vogue, but we didn't look like it. So he's like, no, we need to change all this. So he gave us our look and our sound. No, not our sound so much, but our look to go with the sound, because we had this great harmony. It's like, where are you coming from with all these harmonies? And you guys look a mess.
So you got a take? Are you a football fan at all, or a sports fan? Do you have a team?
You know what? I just did some the bets that I did at the casino for a lot of the teams.
She's
been here for 3 months. She's already gambling.
Oh
we'll
my God,
teach
the
you everything.
Won. I was like, so happy about that because my dad picked all the teams. So I just went and did the
pick
for him.
How great was that Raiders game?
It was amazing. Last second, they pulled it out.
I mean,
they turned it around.
Good for Jack Del Rio to go for that 2-point conversion. That was unbelievable.
Exactly. And I felt bad for the kid. It was his first, NFL game as a kicker, and he blew it. He blew that kick.
Well,
Dawn,
we can't wait to get you into the studio and meet you in person, take you around, show you some of the places here in Vegas. And the date again is the 11th?
September 30th.
It's 30th. September 30th at Didi Coffee Shop. It's on Durango, 4255 South Durango in Las Vegas.
Well, we'll be talking about it before that. We appreciate you taking a call today. We're going to play a little music.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We're
going to
take another break. The great Dawn Robinson from En Vogue.
Thanks, Dawn.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are. Lena Prima coming up.
Tell me, when will you be mine?
It's you again.
Tell me, quando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again.
In studio, Michael Monge entertaining us as only a crooner could do. You like that term, crooner?
Yeah, I love that term. Yeah.
We call you a crooner, right?
They don't have crooners anymore.
No.
It's nice to see that they're still out performing.
Yeah. You get to meet girls when you're a crooner.
We've got a female crooner on the line. Here we go.
And just a gigolo.
Gigolo.
I gotta stop. Everywhere I go.
Gigolo.
People
gigolo.
Know the power
gigolo.
Of the blade.
Gigolo.
Paid for every dance.
Gigolo.
Selling his romance.
Yeah. I know. Lena.
Hey.
Lena.
Hey, I know that guy.
Hey, who is that guy?
That's my dad.
That's your dad. So we've got Elvis's son. We've got Louis Prima's daughter. You know, this is like, I don't know what, this is the most like diverse show you've ever heard.
I love it. That's great.
Nobody can accuse us of not being diversified or having
Absolutely.
Diversity or one of those or both of those. So Wednesday night, Italian American Club, huh?
Yeah.
Return.
Coming back to Vegas.
I know. We need you back here. We need you back in
Thank
town.
Thank you.
But we need you back
Thank
here for
you.
Longer than, like, one day.
Well,
know.
People keep coming to the shows. I'll keep coming back, man.
Well, they're going to keep coming to your shows because you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's so
it.
Much fun. So much fun having you here, and you put so much into it. So what's happening with you?
Thank you.
I know the Italian American Club is Wednesday, and tickets are available at IACLV, I think it is. But you could just Google Italian American Club. And
yeah, there's. You can call 457-3866 as well.
That number again.
457-3866.
Call collect, call direct, but call today.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you still, do you still have your residency at the Hotel Monteleone?
I do.
At the Crescent City of New Orleans?
I love it so much. It's so much fun every weekend. What a blast.
You know what I always talk to you about, right?
What?
Ghosts.
Ghosts. Well, New Orleans is full of that. Mamiana is actually a famous haunted hotel.
Yeah, it's got the four-year-old boy running around. I used to stay there. I told you, I had a standing reservation for Mardi Gras every year at the Hotel Monteleon, which is, you know. John, have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have.
Yeah. It's an amazing place. Do you sing at the Carousel? Are you at the Carousel Bar?
I'm at the Carousel Bar. They renovated it in 2011, and we actually opened it in January of 2012. It's big. They expanded it. All the windows look out onto Royal Street, and there's a stage in the back, and they are really rocking every weekend. There's bands in there all during the week, and we're there on Friday nights.
It's a great
and it's
historical.
Just,
yeah.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
I love it down there. I love it down there. So
I know, me too.
So what's new with you professionally, and what could people expect to see that maybe haven't seen your show before?
Well, this show is actually one that I just performed at the Sun Coast. It's based on it's called Old Vegas in New Orleans. So it's what I know best, you know, the glory days of Las Vegas and how my dad got started in Vegas. And of course, subsequently, Vegas became the entertainment capital of the world at that time, you know. And so it's all the music and the New Orleans style music as well, because my dad at that time had his New Orleans band with him, and he really brought that style from New Orleans to Las Vegas and all over the country, in fact, you know.
Are you going to do the parade? Are you going to do the parade?
Absolutely.
I want the parade. I want the parade.
Absolutely. And we will do a small parade. Yes.
And jump, jive, and wail. So, we got to get you back in the studio with Kelly and Kelly Clinton Holmes and get ghost stories and have more time with you. But we just want to make sure we got you on and invite all of our listeners to go see Lena Prima, the great Lena Prima, at the Italian American Club this Wednesday. Tickets are available. Lena, we love you, and we're going to see you on Wednesday.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
So much for
love
calling.
You too.
Lena Prima. Woo! Thanks, Lena. Quick plug.
We've
got to get a quick plug out there. Las Vegas nationally recognized food charity Three Square is asking for support for its newest food drive called Fill the Plate. Entertainers have dropped off non-perishables at Three Square, including Cindy Williams from Menopause the Musical, Ricardo Laguna from Showstoppers. Slow down. Okay, Bobby. You know, he gives me the speed up. Then Three Square is the only food bank in Southern Nevada. 2015 supplied 31 million healthy meals to hungry people. If you want to help, or your business or your group, you can take non-perishables to the warehouse at 4190 North Pecos Road, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. The address again is 4190 North Pecos for non-perishables, or you could donate cash at threesquare.org. The Fill the Plate campaign started Thursday, so they need your help to help feed people
here
in Nevada.
They do an unbelievable job. Our good friend Dan Williams is actually listening to us right now. Dan, thank you for everything that you and Brian do. You guys are amazing. Fill the Plate is just another one of their great projects. So please donate whatever you can. Time,
Don't
food,
clap
money,
your hands.
Anything.
Don't clap your hands. And I know that Big Dogs is helping out with Three Square as well. I want to thank our guest, Michael Munch. Thank you so much, Michael,
Thanks
for coming in.
Me.
Appreciate it. John Smith Presley.
The real deal.
You rock, buddy. I want to thank Dawn Robinson for calling in, and of course, Lena Prima. I want to thank everybody for listening, for tuning in. Send me those funny wine stories. Eat well, party hard, and like us on Facebook and social media at Jonathan Scott LV. Have an awesome week, everybody. Go Steelers.
Chicken chip inside her head gets switched to overload. And nobody's going to go to school today. She's going to make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. Always said she was good as gold, and he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?